Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hoo-ah!
Do you know what day it is?
It's Valentine's Day!
Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's
Day,
everybody!
Don't forget it!
I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day.
Why not?
Why not?
Heart was ripped out.
On Valentine's Day?
Oh. Yeah.
I've had it with Valentine's Day.
Nothing makes sense on Valentine's Day.
It's not supposed to.
Anyway!
Happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
One more thing.
One more thing.
It's showtime.
Yes it is. It is showtime here on V-Day. Well, we used to have VE Day way back when. We had VJ Day, victory over Europe, victory over the Nazis, that would be, victory over Japan. Today, of course, is just V Day, except, of course, if you are Muslim, because Valentine's Day is un-Islamic. Yep. Against the law, can't celebrate Valentine's Day in Islamic countries.
You're a loser!
Yeah, they just miss out on all that candy, all those flowers. Well, in any event, here we go, getting underway. Hour number one, the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program. The entire crew, Bob and the Bobettes, at your service. Yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loudmouth of the South, Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass. She will be screening calls today, pushing all the buttons and making sure the trains run on time. And, of course, a little Annie back in the news center, keeping us up to speed with what's going on with, as Cleavon Little said in Blazing Saddles, what's going on in the clean world.
Sounds like a fun crew.
And it is a fun crew, and you were a part of it and invited to take part in the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address, bob@1063WORD.com. I guess in one sense, you would call this stunning news, but in another, you would say, yeah, suspicions confirmed. Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe fired some time ago for leaking information to the press that should have been confidential and then lying about having done so. He now has a new book coming out, don't they all? You know, and they wrap themselves in this holier-than-thou kind of, well, we're the ones who are standing up for the Constitution and democracy and blah, blah, blah. And what does McCabe do? He's going on 60 Minutes to plug his book. Don't buy it. It's all a bunch of lies. And he admits that at the DOJ, or maybe it's a DOI, under Obama, the Department of Injustice, that there were discussions. You may remember we heard about this months and months ago. There were discussions at the DOJ to use the 25th Amendment to attempt to remove a sitting president. Yeah. This is Banana Republic kind of stuff. You know, where the tanks roll through the streets and the army replaces whoever's in the presidential palace? Jeez. How low have we slunk? And these people all think that they're tremendous patriots. When in point of fact, they are co-conspirators in a coup attempt. 25th Amendment to the Constitution was designed so that if a la Woodrow Wilson, the president had a stroke while in office and was incapacitated, that his wife wouldn't essentially run the government, which is what happened in the early part of the 20th century. You can look it up. It was not intended to give the DOJ or the FBI the power to remove a president. The impeachment process resides exclusively with the Congress of the United States, not in the Hoover Building or at DOJ headquarters. This is unbelievable. By the way, didn't Mr. Rosenstein, when he testified on the Hill before a congressional committee under oath, he was questioned about this? What about these stories we hear that Andy McCabe was in a meeting where using the 25th Amendment to remove the president was discussed? Rosenstein's answer? No. No. That's inaccurate and not factual. Well, wait a minute. Rosenstein says it never happened. And McCabe now says he did. It did happen. Seems to me that one of these individuals, if not both, is not telling the truth. In other words, is a bald-faced liar. Former FBI Director, Deputy Director Andy McCabe says that after President Trump fired his boss, FBI Director James Comey, there were discussions within the DOJ about invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office. This guy is a lawyer and has risen to become Deputy Director of the FBI and doesn't recognize the fact that everybody who works in the executive branch, whether a cabinet member or an FBI director, serves at the pleasure of the president. And when the president decides it's time for your cardboard box in the parking lot, you go. Last year, the New York Times, that bastion of journalistic integrity, New York Times reported that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein discussed recruiting cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment. McCabe confirming the report in a new interview with 60 Minutes host Scott Pelley, who relayed what McCabe told him on CBS This Morning. There were meetings at the Justice Department at which it was discussed whether the vice president and a majority of the cabinet could be brought together to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Trump from office. In a statement released by the DOJ, Rosenstein said McCabe's account of a discussion of invoking the 25th Amendment was, quote, inaccurate and factually incorrect. Now, you know as well as I do who loves to tweet. That would be the president taking to Twitter. President Trump, disgraced FBI acting director Andrew McCabe pretends to be a poor little angel, when in fact he was a big part of the crooked Hillary scandal and the Russia hoax, a puppet for Leakin James Comey. Inspector General's report on McCabe was devastating, part of the insurance policy, in case I won. Remember Strzok and Page talking about that? Many of the top FBI brass were fired, forced to leave, or left. McCabe's wife received big dollars from Clinton people for her campaign. She ran for a state office in Virginia. He gave Hillary a pass, talking about the email server. McCabe is a disgrace to the FBI and a disgrace to our country. Make America great again. Not with people like this in charge of the DOJ and the FBI. The discussions occurred between the time of Comey's firing in May of 2017 and the appointment 8 days later of Special Counsel Robert Mueller to oversee the FBI's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election, of which there was none. Senate Intelligence Committee reporting earlier this week, no, there's no evidence. There's nothing there. We didn't find anything. Democrats and Republicans on that committee saying nothing there. According to the Times, Rosenstein also suggested that he secretly record Trump in the White House. So a guy who is the acting director or deputy director, I forget which he was at the time, it doesn't matter. He is talking about wearing a wire in the Oval Office against the President of the United States. Lock them up. Rosenstein disputed the account, and a DOJ official said he made the remark sarcastically.
Only joking. Do people know a joke when you hear one?
But McCabe told Pelley Rosenstein's actions were not satirical. They were serious. McCabe, who was named acting director of the Bureau after Comey's firing, launched obstruction of justice and counterintelligence investigations into whether Trump obstructed justice by firing Comey. Again, I revert back to employee and boss. President, being the boss, can fire any of his employees. He told Pelley he did so in order to preserve the FBI's Russia probe in case it was an effort by Trump to terminate it. Right. You know how much interference President Trump has provided to Mueller? None. I was very concerned that I was able to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion, that were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed or vanish in the night without a trace. The ones who are slinking around in dark alleys at night are the Hillary minions who dreamed up this whole Russia scandal to try and take attention away from all the laws that they were breaking and their under the cover of night coup attempt invoked the 25th Amendment. Right. We are in such trouble. The entire top two floors of the FBI should be a massive broom should be taken to them immediately. And the new attorney general appointed today should appoint a special counsel to investigate these guys. Comey and Rosenstein and Page and Strzok and the whole crew. Drag them in there under oath. And then let's see if they survive or if they end up in the Gray Bar Hotel as they should. This stuff is not America, my friends. This kind of coup attempt, this back alley kind of stuff, under the cover of darkness, claiming they're acting patriotically. This is the stuff of banana republics, not the United States of America. 18 after 3. Be right back. Ah, yes. It is Valentine's Day. Recognize this, Moneypenny?
No.
Don't recognize it? It's the theme from The Dating Game. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. All right, that's enough of that. It is Valentine's Day.
Don't forget it's Valentine's Day.
What? Again?
Yeah. Yeah, it gets here before you know it. My baby doll, Brenda, told me she ran over to the grocery store this afternoon, picked up something for dinner tonight. Packed with desperate men shoving each other out of the way, trying to get to the last rose in the vase. The last box of heart-shaped candy. Jeez. Yeah, don't say I didn't warn you. How long have we been talking about Valentine's Day with the berries and all that stuff, Moneypenny? 10 days? Yeah, a while. All right, suffice it to say, a while. Looks now, the jungle drums out of Washington are saying the president will sign the spending bill. Going to go to the Senate, and then House expected to vote on it and pass it later this evening, and then it'll go to the president's desk. So it looks as if the president will sign the spending bill, but here's the caveat. At the same time, he will also issue a national emergency declaration to go around Congress and build more border wall. Yeah. And we have this from who? Who do we have this from? The Senate's top Republican said today, well, that would be mealy-mouthed Mitch, right? from the Uniparty, Mitch McConnell. Glad to see the president taking my advice. You know, it's offered freely at no charge. Isn't this what we suggested yesterday, Moneypenny? Go ahead and sign the spending bill and then say, oh, and by the way, one other thing before the red light and the cameras goes off. I'm declaring a national emergency to get the rest of the money for the wall. Take that, Nancy. Chuck Fumer. To the phones we go. Mike and Inman is our leadoff batter today. Hi, Mike, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show. Hey, Mike, you there? Hello, Mike, can you hear me? Does Mike have his phone muted or something? I don't know. Mike, are you there? One more chance. Can you hear me, Mike? I heard a phone in the background. Yeah, there it is again. Maybe he set the phone down and he's doing something else. Hey, Mike, are you okay? You all right? All right, we'll call us back. Try and get you on. He may have dozed off. I was a little long-winded in my opening monologue today. Maybe I put him to sleep. Ron in Greer is next up. Hi, Ron, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby Mack, good to talk to you. Bet you hadn't called in a little while.
My pleasure.
Trying to remain calm, keep my blood pressure in check.
Yeah, that's always a good idea. Just, you know, breathe deeply in and out.
There you go. Listen, I kind of wish the president wouldn't sign this bill, and I think both parties of Congress and the majority of the Republicans are a bunch of do-nothings. All they did is give each other cover with this bill. I mean, first he wanted $25 billion, now it's a little over $1 billion to build, just a few miles of the wall.
Right.
And they're the most bunch of do-nothing Congress. I wish every one of them would be fired. I wish we had the ability to just walk up to Washington and fire them, because that's what they deserve.
And expecting the fox guarding the hen house to ever seriously address term limits is a fool's errand. However, this Convention of States project, and I'm going to be speaking about that with a representative of them coming up in the next few minutes here. Convention of States project could do a number of things. Could come up with a constitutional amendment calling for a balanced budget. And guess what? As you are correctly suggesting, Ron, term limits for these guys.
That's the only way that we the people can take back control is term limits, because they get in there and they get so entrenched and they get so, they get power drunk.
Sure.
And it's disgusting. Neither party, I mean, there's a few in the Republican Party, the real conservatives, which are very minimal,
yes,
that are looking out for the people. But the majority of them, they care nothing but about their self, their power, their money, and their future.
Well, and if you don't believe us, look at the distinguished former member of Congress they're having all the big funeral deal for. Mr. Dingell, you know how long he was in Congress, Ron?
It was over 30 years, wasn't it?
59 years.
That's not even right.
No. Now, I'm glad that, his constituents were so thrilled with him that every couple of years they kept sending him back. But does anybody really believe that anyone needs to be in Congress for 59 years?
Well, Slick Willie in his speech thought he was going to get up, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, I guess he did. He's a little off his meds these days anyway. I'm not surprised at anything Slick Willie says.
Well, listen, thank you for all you do, my friend. Great to talk to you.
Thank you, Ron. My pleasure. Enjoy talking with you as well, sir. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I mentioned a guest who'll be joining us coming up on the other side of the newscast. Mark Meckler, president of Convention of States Action and a co-founder of the Tea Party movement, is going to be with us. That's on the way next here on the Bobby Mack Show on Thursday. Well, we can but hope. Sadly, didn't even work out for the duo that had the big hit, Love Will Keep Us Together. Captain and Tony Tennille getting divorced in recent years. And then the captain sadly passed away just recently. Great to have you along, Bobby Mack, here on Valentine's Day. Yes, it is Valentine's Day.
It is Valentine's Day.
What? Yeah. Happy Valentine's!
It's Valentine's Day?
Yeah, it is Valentine's Day all day long. So, fair warning. You know, I already mentioned the grocery store was packed when my baby doll Brenda was by there earlier this afternoon. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, I self-identify as a billionaire. If the lottery needs to get rid of all that dough, I'd be more than happy to take it off their hands. I don't understand. This is the second story that we have run on the billion-dollar-plus lottery win that has yet to be claimed. You've got until mid-April. You know, it's like, what, this is 2 months off. But, of course, the never-ending news cycle must drive us into panic. I mean, I understand the legislature has to do their budget. That'll leave a nice big hole in their budget. Think they'll raise the gas tax again? And they'll find another source of revenue. I'm certain they always do. Bob, at the end of Rush's show, he said CNN reported interns close to the president said he was not happy and not sure he would sign it. He should hold out for $2.85 billion and no restraints as to what or where he can build. I don't know how much credence I put in, number one, any report from CNN, and number two, that purports to use information from interns close to the president. How many interns are close to the president? Does he keep a cadre of interns surrounding him in the Oval Office? Somehow, I don't think so. Bobby, do you know when Top Golf is having their grand opening? They're hiring 350 people. You may remember we talked about this earlier in the week. It must be like the cruise ship experience without the ocean. Well, if you enjoy golf and you enjoy imbibing beverages, cold beverages, while you're golfing, and you don't actually have to walk around the golf course, yeah, sounds like fun to me. They've got 50-plus locations all over America. They are opening sometime this spring. I have not yet seen a hard and fast opening date, but the fact that they're gearing up and staffing is a step in the right direction. Bobby Mack, the big reason so much is being made of Dingell's funeral, it marks a guaranteed Democrat vote in 2020 and far beyond. Bob, did I hear it correctly earlier that this spending bill includes $7 billion for Jordan and Syria border security, while only $1.4 billion for ours from McKinney and Taylor's? I believe that is accurate. I have a story from Breitbart here that has the details, and I'll share that with you coming right up. Bobby, maybe we should try playing Slim Whitman records in the halls of Congress and see if any heads explode, as in Mars invades. Bobby Mack, he should veto the bill, keep them in session until either they fix it or override it, and then send troops to seal the border. See, the wacko governor of California is pulling all the National Guard troops off his border. Great. Yeah, good. Yeah, let them in. I love the meme that was going around a while back. It showed the proposed construction of the border wall, and the wall was on the east side of California. Extended right on up. Alaska. Works for me. Bobby, the Democrats are cheap times three, and I'm trying to be polite, from Katie. Bobby, I could tell my pup Roscoe wasn't feeling good, so off to the vet we went. He's got parvo. Oh, geez. The vet started treatment right then and there. If anybody wants to say a little prayer for Roscoe, it'll be deeply appreciated. From Jim in Easley. What is this? Shelley Winter Show, Shannon Burke, Mike Brooks Show have all been canceled in Atlanta. 106.7 has been bought out by K-Love, which is a contemporary Christian corporation from Los Angeles. Big money leftism is clearly attempting to shut down conservative radio and keep it quiet. Sad times indeed. Actually, there's more to it than that. The Cumulus, the company that owned that station, they're in bankruptcy and have had all kinds of financial problems. You think people there are going to be upset about losing the conservative voice? WPLJ in New York, where Scott Shannon used to have the morning zoo, the original morning zoo way back in the 80s. WPLJ has been the number one, what we used to call top 40 station. Now they call it Hot AC or Hot Contemporary or something. This K-Love Corporation, Educational Foundation is the name of the group. I think they're out of Texas. Anyway, WPLJ is one of the stations that also has been sold by Cumulus to Educational Foundation. So the number one top 40 station in New York is have their format flipped to Christian Contemporary. So nothing against that format, but I don't want to be answering the phones there the day that happens. Bobby, you're right about McCabe and Comey and all the rest of them, locking them up. First, though, let's raid their homes in the pre-dawn hours. Right. Good idea. Andrew Weissman, the guy that attorney, and I use that word loosely, he's the one that sends the jackbooted thugs in the SWAT gear to these guys' homes to scare the you-know-what out of the guy's wife and kids. As if they're raiding, you know, Machine Gun McGurk. Jeez. Bob, so McCabe is now going to get feted on shows like 60 Minutes for attempting to overthrow the legitimate results of an election. Pretty much. Yeah. Afternoon, Bobby Mack. I've been self-employed for many years, and the $10 or $12 an hour 30 years ago is the same today. $100 an hour for labor. But it's another beautiful day in Greer. Gotcha. And I believe I am caught up momentarily. Oh, no, wait a second. Yeah, no, that's right. I am caught up. So we'll take a quick break here and then right back on the other side with these details of the border compromise. You know what the progressives' idea of a compromise is, of course. We've seen it from time immemorial. That's when conservatives slash Republicans, and they're not the same thing, that's when they give up on what they want and accede to all the demands and wishes of the socialist Marxist in the Democrat Party. Be right back here on the Bobby Mack Show. Valentine's Day bumpers all day long, including Bananarama, their remake of the Shocking Blues 1970 hit, Venus, the Goddess of Love. 3:50, 10 before. That reminds me of Wolfman Jack, you know. Yeah, Wolfman Jack and the Pompadours of Love. 10 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. So now we got this bill. What's going on with it now? We just saw Pelosi on Fox a while ago. Here's Brett Baer. He is on Fox. He's going to give us the lowdown here. What's going on there, Brett?
There will be at least one or two pots that get shifted, and maybe that means 50 or 100 miles more of wall.
Even if it's only 100 yards of wall, you could put a webcam up there and stream it for the world to see and use it for 2020.
Listen, this is clearly one of the pillars he's going to run on in 2020. I said earlier today, I think it's immigration, fighting socialism,
radical
probably
left.
Abortion, late-term abortion, and the economy, hoping the administration is that the economy is still churning by the time you get to 2020.
Okay, that is Brett Baer on with Shep Smith this afternoon. Fox is reporting the president will take executive action, including a declaration of a national emergency to end the crisis at the border. And it's ongoing. You know, we still have these mini caravans that are rolling through. What is in this disaster of a bill? There was a cartoon years ago of a horse designed by OSHA. Did you ever see that? You know, and it's part elephant and part donkey and part horse. And The point being, you know, when the government starts exercising what little creativity they have, and then they have, a few focus groups, and it ends up being a disaster. The details of the Republican-Democrat border deal package, that would be the uniparty package, includes $1.3 billion for 55 miles of construction at the U.S.-Mexico border for a physical barrier and $415 million in humanitarian relief for border crossers. What is that but a sop to the left? If they cross the border illegally, send them back. The bipartisan offer to President Trump falls short, no kidding, of the $5.7 billion that the White House requested in funding, providing just $1.375 billion in total to construct about 55 miles of new physical barriers in the Rio Grande Valley in Texas sector of the southern border. You may remember yesterday, after the president was in El Paso speaking on Monday, and by the way, the media obviously didn't want to report it, but the turnout for that thing was mammoth. And really bad news was buried in there for the Democrats as well, because the crowd, it was not just all Republicans, tons of Democrats and independents. I'll share that with you in the next hour. In any event, the full text of the legislation is available at Breitbart. The amounts designated in one of subsection shall only be available for operationally effective designs deployed as of the date of the Consolidated Appropriations Act. So they don't want them to use any of the new wall construction stuff. Roughly $100 million will fund new border security technology. Whoopee. Meantime, the offer includes $415 million in humanitarian relief, specifically for medical care, transportation, food, and clothing, and funds humanitarian improvements for the McAllen, Texas Processing Center and a new El Paso, Texas Border Patrol Processing Center. The spending deal attempts to reduce overall detention of border crossers and illegal aliens by limiting the number of beds at federal detention centers to only 40,250, far less than the 52,000 the administration had requested. And the reason the Dems want that part of it is because then it's back to catch and release. Oh, well, we just don't have enough beds for these people. We'll just have to turn them loose into society. Sorry if we got some MS-13 gang members in there in the mix, or maybe somebody that is from ISIS. The limited detention space, the story continues, will mean that the current rates of catch and release will continue as they have throughout 2017 and 18. What else is in this thing? ICE is now tasked with deporting the 12 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. You know, I think that's the first time I've ever seen in a news story, and naturally it's from Breitbart, which, by the way, is blocked on Facebook by their news guard. That's their big system that protects you from fake news, which is another way of saying protects you from the truth. Anyway, they're tasked with deporting the 12 to 22 million. And forget that 11 or 12 million number. That's ridiculous. That's a number the media wants to use. It's at least 22 million illegals in this country. Would not receive any additional funding to add enforcement and deportation agents to the agency. Well, that's good. Yeah, they certainly don't need any help. And then, of course, you know, we've got AOC and her minions. The Muslim from Minnesota and the other freshman wackos say, well, ICE doesn't deserve any more money. In fact, AOC wanted to remove funding for ICE, and so's the wacko Muslim from Minnesota. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Now, Bobby, based on all the restrictions, the Democrats could have given Trump $50 billion useless dollars, giving mayors more power than the president. Bobby, the killer is on his way to town. That would be Jerry Lee Lewis. Hope they have those fire extinguishers near the piano, down near the Peace Center. Bobby, I will be praying for Roscoe and Easley. I know that Jim will appreciate that. Katie sends St. Francis, please intervene for Roscoe to be healed. Amen. If Trump signs that BS, I will only be voting for independence from now on. Well, what if he signs it and then turns around and declares a national emergency? I mean, look, he's never going to get through Congress what we want. We know that. So he's going to have to find other means to do it. And apparently he is fully intent on doing so. Go for it. Hour number two of the Bobby Mack Show coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.